What happened at the time? You were probably about 15, 16. Yeah. Obviously, something happened at that time to make you leave home.
Well, what happened is my uncle was very, very, very drunk. He started threatening to hit me again, and he started saying a lot of bad things about me. Oh, I'm somebody else's.
Okay, so, and so you ran away from home.
Actually, I was thrown out. If I ever step foot in there again, he would phone the police and lock me up for trespassing.
Where did you go to?
Luckily, my friend had a place at that time, so he let me stay at his place.
So what were those days like? How did you get food? How did you eat? Where did you sleep?
For the first few days, I had a bit of help from my mom, a bit of help from friends. I hustled, managed to make just enough money, but then things just weren't getting onto pace. So I saw what the other girls were doing, and so eventually I took a step and I said, it's either this or I'm gonna live on the street. When you take that foot towards sleeping on the street, there is no coming back, because you cannot get yourself back up. Once you go down, you go down.
And so you decided that sex work is what you wanted to do?
At that time, I didn't have a choice.
And how did you get into the business? Tell me about your first client. How did that happen?
I had a lot of people stopping and asking, but obviously my price was too high at the time. And eventually came one night, the guy offered me about 100 rand. At that time, was about 4 years ago. It's kept me okay so far.
And where did you work from? Did you work from home or on the street? Or?
First, I started off at the street. Eventually, I landed into a few houses. I got my own ad, and then...
When did the drugs come in?
About 6 months after I just started working.
How did it happen?
I ended up meeting up with a client. Well, basically, this guy took me to his place, and first it seemed okay, and then he started doing things I didn't like. I tried to stop him, I tried to force him off of me. He went for my throat, he almost strangled me to the point where I blacked out. And he kept me hostage the whole entire night, and he had left me tortured and shaken up. As time went by, I couldn't cope because I didn't know how to handle it. And then eventually, along the line, I started meeting up with people who were doing drugs, and when I slowly started drugs, it kind of like just took that ease off my brain to like just forget and help me like cope through the day.
What drugs were you taking?
Well, at that time I was taking crystal.
Crystal meth?
Yeah.
And did you have a dealer?
At that time I had between 2 to 5.
What is the link between drug lords and pimps? Are they the same person? Are they different people?
In the case of drug lords, they say, oh no, they've got clients for you and all that. Eventually, they coax you into coming to stay with them. And eventually, what happens is you end up only working for drugs, because they get you addicted to heavy amounts of drugs, and slowly they take you fully over.
Do you get into debt with them?
That's what their plan is, to get you into debt, into very high debt, that even if your debt is paid off, you still believe you have debt.
Can you ever fully pay off these debts?
In most likely circumstances, it never gets paid off.
And what happens to girls who can't pay their debt?
They end up getting stuck there to the point where they either overdose or they end up getting abused or something like that.
Do girls ever disappear?
Girls do disappear. A lot of girls do disappear.
What happens to them? Where do they go to?
Some end up murdered. Some end up, we still even don't know details about it.
You say murdered. How do we know this?
One or two of my friends who I first started working off with eventually found out they were murdered.
Where do you think you're going to end up? What do you think down the line? What's going to happen to you?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I cannot predict, because anything could happen at any given moment. Today I could be here. Tomorrow I could walk into a rich client who would want to help me, give me a flat and give me something and help me get on with life. Anything is possible.
How old were the men you were sleeping with when you were 15?
Probably between 25 and 50, even some a little bit older.
And you were a minor?
Well, at that time I didn't exactly tell them my age, Some of them knew, and most of them didn't.
Caitlin, what would you have become if you didn't get into sex work? What was your dream?
Actually, when I was young enough, I didn't exactly have the time to think about where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do because of family circumstances. So I didn't have the time to plan my future. I don't think I would ever plan because whatever I plan don't work out to what it seems or what I wanted it to be.